Welcome to this final session of The Way of the Warrior. This session is entitled Rise Up, a Warrior. It's not a teaching, it's a prophetic soaking time. There are ground rules to experience a prophetic soaking. Firstly, that you relax and get comfortable. Secondly, no notes. No pen, no paper, just sit in the presence of God and let the word wash over your heart and your mind. After you have soaked in this word at least four times, then you can take notes and begin to process your way into the truth of it. The main thing right now is to open your heart. Don't think, just receive. And be immersed in the Word and the Spirit. Let it flow into you. Allow it to fill you. Let your heart go towards the Lord. Rejoice. Be filled. Be excited. Allow all the tensions of what you are not to disappear. And let your heart be touched by God. Listen with your heart. Really listen with your heart. And allow the love and enthusiasm of God to overwhelm you. Let's begin. My beloved, this is a time of new beginnings. I am promoting you in the Spirit. I am drawing you up to a new place of encounter. As a foot soldier, you have fought well. You have tasted the sweetness of victory and also the ashes of defeat. You have learned to persevere. You have embraced a steadfast and faithful lifestyle. You've learned to stand and press in. You're beginning to understand the importance of remaining fresh. You're able to refuse weariness. You've overcome the spirit of heaviness that was against you on this level. Now, I Am is calling you up to a new place of overcoming. I am calling you to walk the way of the warrior, to rise up into a place of abundance and provision that will provide you with rich encounters with me on the battlefields of life. In this season of preparation and rearming, you must leave the last remains of mediocrity behind. Where I Am is taking you, you cannot have a smallness of mind. Indeed, you must renew your mind just to enter this new place. This new season is about you stepping away out of your circumstances into a new place in me. You do not live in your circumstances. You live in me. Now, you must discover the awesome permission that means for you in my intentionality. You must see me as I really am, not as your church experience has depicted me. You must be upgraded in every way. I will show you the God of the heavens, and you will walk in the God of the kingdom. I Am is calling you to a new dimension of the power and place of the Spirit. where truth is the gateway to experience, and encounters with me release the wisdom of my ways. I am calling you to walk in the power of my perception about you, for your life to be governed by how I see you, for you to embrace my identity for you, that you would live in the majesty of my affection, undaunted, unworried, unbeatable. My perception of you will upgrade your DNA in the spirit. No longer a child, but a son, moving into maturity, learning your authority, embracing your liberty. The DNA of sonship gives you access to different dimensions of permission, inheritance, and authority. From this place, you will have a deeper, broader authorization over the enemy. Foot soldiers are empowered. Warriors are embraced in power and permission. Sonship elevates you to inhabit, not just visit, the place of my abundance. In this place, you will discover your true self. As you develop the obedience to live within my intentionality, you will learn to live in harmony with my delight in you. And this unity with the Spirit will be the source of your overcoming lifestyle in this next dimension. I will teach you how to make the future incredible by living in a present that is beautiful. When the present state of your heart is so enriched by my glory, your current identity will run to meet your emerging destiny, and you will live in the power of an accelerated lifestyle. Do you see now, dear heart, why you need the power of a renewed mind? Earthbound logic cannot comprehend the true nature of life in the Spirit. Only a heavenly mindset can do that, and that is the mind of Christ. Beloved, environment is critical to development. It is time for you to rise up and occupy a new place in the Spirit. When you rest in my affection, what can you imagine? Allow my Spirit to stir up your heart to think in a new way. I will enlighten the inner man of your heart. My words shall rise up from your inner man into your natural mind, so that it is renewed in the fullness of Christ. When your conscious mind comes under the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the inner man, you shall see clearly and know definitely your emerging identity. Beloved, I charge you, therefore, do not be earthbound in your thinking. Intellectuals do not have empowered perception in the Spirit. They merely have enlarged insight within the realm of logic and reason. That is perception from a smaller place of being. You must see in the spirit. Enlightenment begins with a vision of something or someone that causes an increase of faith and vitality. Your emerging identity has a vitality and a beauty that is irresistible to me. It's my bride emerging. She lives in such deep affection in my heart, and that shapes her personality and identity. She has all the permissions of love bestowed on her. My intentions are my permissions. Call yourself up to a new place of permission granted. In this new persona, everyone around you will be influenced by my passion for you. As my warrior princess, you will live as you should in me before men. People will be confronted by my majesty when they see you living as the beloved. It will do wonders for the soul of people around you. The life in you will not allow people to live a reduced lifestyle. Your confidence in me will overpower their doubts. And though initially antagonized by your confession, they shall receive an upgrade in my presence. Everything you touch, you increase. Everyone that you speak to will rise up. If not initially, always eventually. Stay true to the new you. Live in harmony with my delight in you, and your desires will form a deeper place of permission for others. There are many levels of blessing and inheritance. They are linked to your response and your fellowship in me. Walk with me into this place of favor, which will always be as deep as you wish it to be. I am always ready to bless you. My heart is always fully towards you. I want you to live in the place of unbroken delight, where the poverty of sin cannot touch you, where my newness of life embraces you every day, where my favor renews you in the spirit each morning, and you live empowered by joy under the beauty of my smile. Behold, I make my face shine upon you. I am delighted in you. Remain there. Abide in my keeping power. Dwell in the place of fullness, which is perpetual blessing. My grace overwhelms everything that you are not, so that I may fully gaze on you, my beloved, my beauty, and your heart shall melt with delight and favor as you walk in the peace and the blessing of your God. I have brought you to a deeper place of favor and inheritance, A deep well of provision is inside you. A deep river of blessing is before you. The first opens up the second. Your internal focus is the key to external freedom. To drink deep is an act of worship. There is a new depth available. Go to a deeper place of delight. When I open you up to new depths of my love, it will expose the hidden things in you that prevent you from fully experiencing me. My goodness eradicates despair. My mercy illuminates self-hatred. My joy exposes low self-esteem. I am not exposing you to ridicule you, beloved, but to bring you to acceptance and wholeness. I am exposing to you your own greatness in me. A fresh revelation of my nature upgrades you to stand in a new dimension in the spirit. In this place, I have set a fresh provision before you to bring you to a higher place than you have ever risen to. Come up higher, beloved. Hear me continuously whisper to you. Arise. Arise, my love, my fair one. The call upon you is to rise up and occupy a higher, deeper, broader place in my name and my nature. To learn to inhabit this dimension, not just visit it. The time of visitation is over. The place of habitation has been erected. You are in it and surrounded by it. A place higher than the enemy can affect has been created for you. Rise up and inhabit. Enter a high place of my affection. Come in. Enter a new environment of faith and permission. The door is open. You are in a new season. You have a new beginning. Don't look about you and say, "But I'm still in the old place." You are in a new beginning. It has already occurred. You receive it first in spirit, then it becomes the truth in your experience. You are in learning the lessons of abiding. Remain here. Dwell here. Stay here. Explore this higher place. Allow me to give you a new vision for life in the spirit. When you have a fresh perspective, you can see more. I am removing a poverty spirit from your heart. A poverty spirit keeps you trapped in a lower form of being. Poverty is not about economic deficiency. True poverty is is the acceptance of meager possibility. There can be a poverty of imagination, a deficiency in courage, a dearth in personal vision, a barrenness in the will that keeps you passive and beaten down. Poverty is accepting a limitation and being governed by lack. My people convince themselves that they lack resources, but the reality is they do not go out to meet my provision. They take no steps of faith. They wait for provision to come. I have placed provision not where you stand, but in the place you are about to tread. It's in front of you, beloved, one step ahead of a poverty mindset. Never let yourself be defined by externals, like your bank balance, your resources, your environment. Be defined internally by my permission. Then, such as you have, I will always multiply. I want you to rethink your assumptions about what is or is not possible in the light of your favor and your faith in my intentionality. Your personal assumptions will either defeat you or inspire you to live in me. Take ground in my permission. Enter into agreement with my intention. Internal harmony with my purpose is the basis for all warfare to succeed. Contend with the enemy using your promises. Believers are not passive, beloved. They apprehend. Your promises sharpen your courage in the battle. Warfare must always reveal your inheritance. It opens up new territory, or it establishes your present claim. Because I am territorial, so is my word. Your promise has territory attached to it. That's why the enemy contends against it. In order to defeat you, he must prevent you from inheriting. To do that, he must cast doubts on the promises you hold. My people are a shadow of their potential because they believe a lie. The promise is designed to release you from fear into joy. Fear is always present in a fight. It has to go somewhere. When you live above fear, it becomes a weapon in your hand and you drive it into the heart of the enemy. Do not for a moment be intimidated by the enemy, for it is a sure sign to him and to you that you're not believing in your promises. Doubt attracts attack. The enemy seeks to do more than depress you. He seeks you for an ally. But warriors cannot be turned. Their heart is fixed on me. Warriors live in the laughter of their king. They inhabit a place of carefree joy. They walk in the exuberance and enthusiasm of the Holy Spirit. They hear me singing and they learn the words. They hear me singing the songs of deliverance and they join in. All warriors are singers. The song of the Lord is glorious, and it is dangerous to all our foes. Come up higher. Occupy a higher place in my affection. A higher place of sensitivity in the spirit is awaiting you. This is my promise to you. The place in your life where you have been counted out will become the place of your greatest encounter in me. These difficulties will now tell you a different story. It's the story of your present and future overcoming. Behold, I grant you the rights of an overcomer in all your current areas of difficulty. A higher place with me guarantees a broader scope of victory. The enemy will now reveal to you the hand of God upon you. Watch closely from your high place. For this purpose have I raised up the enemy, that I may demonstrate my power over him in you. All warriors know this and participate in my purpose. There is always revelation in the battle. A higher purpose than the fight itself. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I am always lifting up a standard against him. That standard is my name and my nature in you. On the battlefield, there is fresh revelation of who you are becoming. An identity for you to step into. I have placed both an increase and an upgrade on the battlefield. David knew that. That was why he ran towards Goliath. It was that attitude that made him a man after my own heart. The current difficulties will define for you a new place of identity. Rise up and occupy a new persona in my presence. This is the year of your rising. I am calling you up to a high place in my loving kindness and favor. Be sheltered by my grace over you. Be protected in my love. Be cloaked in my power. Stand above the enemy. Rise up above the difficulty. I always play to win. For you to overcome, you must face the battle in the same way that I do. You fight from victory, not towards it. Therefore, every battle is not yours to win, it's already been won. The battle is yours to lose, beloved. As you stand in me, winning is your only option. Because of these truths, you must understand that I send you out as a lamb against wolves. In the natural, it will always look like you're overwhelmed. But you stand in the shadow of the Almighty. You must have something big to overcome, so that you may grow bigger by what you defeat. Recognize the giant that is against you. Expect to be lifted up above the head of your enemy. The enemy exists to make you bigger. When I lift you above him, you are thrusting down at him as though you were on horseback and he on foot. You have a divine advantage. I will teach you how to use it well. You have favor with me because I am is biased towards you. You are in a new season, a new beginning. I am raising up the modern-day equivalent of David's mighty men. People who are after my own heart. Men and women of a different spirit. A people greatly beloved, who understand their favor and have confidence in their own identity in me. There is therefore, beloved, a season of preparation and training that I want to commit you to on this next phase of your journey. All the circumstances of your life I will use to train and equip you for this next dimension of the Spirit that I wish to thrust you into. Once you say yes to this development, there is no turning back. The training will begin. I want you to live an ascended lifestyle where you process your life from heaven to earth. That is, you live by every word that proceeds from my mouth. You take your perceptions of reality from the Holy Spirit and not from your own logic and reason. I will teach you a higher level of perception and thinking, one that will lead you into greater faith and a more overtly outrageous supernatural lifestyle. This is how it works. The faster you move, the more you will encounter and the more you will be transformed. I am calling you to an ascended lifestyle, to learn the disciplines of a resurrected life. I will teach you how to rejoice in the throne room. You shall be enthusiastically immersed in throne room praise. I will develop your intercession before the throne. You will take part in prophetic dialogue concerning the nations, just as Isaiah did. And you will learn to pray with Jesus. You will discover practical ways of being seated with Christ in heavenly places. And you shall enter a deep place of rest. You will develop and learn the joy of authority over the enemy. You will cultivate in my presence a divine military intelligence over the enemy, as Elisha learned in his day. Above all, you shall be clothed in my majesty, for you will embrace my identity as your own. And your revelation shall lead you into powerful experiences that will transform your life. Beloved, these disciplines will take time. I'm calling you, therefore, to set time aside for majesty to develop. It is vital that your heart is overwhelmed by love. For this season will be most joyful and very painful for you. The pain will come because you will have to leave behind lessons you have been taught, which you will discover were not real truths about me. You will have to set aside logic and reason in favor of wisdom and intuition. You will discover that knowledge and experience were not what you imagined. And I will confront in you all religious teaching that does not represent who I am. You must be free indeed if you are to be a true warrior. To counteract the pain, I will immerse you in my joy. I will baptize you in freshness. Your life will become new every day. You must practice renewal constantly, or you will let it go in the heat of battle. Beloved, do not be worried about this process of renewal. Instead, be as excited for yourself as I am for you. I will squeeze you through a narrow place so that your mind and heart become radically changed. It will hurt only for a necessary season, but my joy in you shall always be present. Come on this journey with me, beloved of God. The journey towards the pleasure of a changed mindset, where your renewed mind shall fully serve the love that is in your heart. Be present future with me. I will teach you how to reorder your present thinking to include your future identity. The emerging you has more favor, more power, more anointing, and more of my presence. I love who you are now, and I love the you that is emerging. I will teach you to love both and to live in both. I will show you how to bring the future into today so that you will be free of the past and able to discover the person I have made you in Christ. Perception is the key to power. How you see yourself in me will provide you with the keys to victory in every situation. See, I have already made you a warrior in the Spirit. Everything is available to you. You must learn to step into the reality of what I have already made available in Jesus. Let that identity settle into your heart. It is my doing. By my permission do you enter my provision, not by your performance. Your performance is never about entering, it is about abiding. Dear heart, please get this. You are already in Christ. I have placed you there. You need not work to enter this high place. It is your inheritance freely given. Beloved, you must work to remain there. Your performance is not about earning. It's first about accepting who you are to me. You must accept my heart towards you. Become fully engaged in my great love for you. I will teach you the lessons of beauty. It is a great life I have given you. I will teach you how to abide in me, the joy of dwelling in me, the beauty of just being in me and with me. You must simply accept the upgrade of anointing that I willingly bestow and learn sensitivity with the Holy Spirit. The key to learning is to be thrilled by your tutor. Let the enthusiasm of the Holy Spirit fill you up. He loves to increase you. He loves to show you who you're going to become next. He loves to declare the fullness of Jesus to you. He has all your upgrades in his heart. That is why he is permanently and perpetually excited about your life and your identity. He adores his role in your life. He happily goes about the business each day of developing a mindset in you that releases your identity at the next level. He loves to show you your destiny and then move you towards it. The key to your development and the speed of your growth is for you to become as enthusiastic about your identity as I am. I love who you are now, and I love the you that's coming. I love the you that's being transformed, and I love the you that is emerging because of the transformation. A warrior spirit is my gift to you. A warrior mindset is your gift to me. A warrior lifestyle is our partnership together. Allow my spirit, who is your helper, to forge a renewed mind in you that is warrior class. A warrior mindset is always focused on victory. It allows no possibility of defeat. It does not retreat. It stands under extreme pressure. It advances by my permission. I too have a language of intimidation. It's called worship. Your intimacy intimidates the enemy. Never forget that he is afraid of rejoicing hearts. He cannot stay in the presence of real praise. You already have the victory. Abiding is the key to experiencing it. A mind set on abiding cannot be overcome. A warrior persona lives in joy and loves to rejoice. It is fully immersed in a spirit of thanksgiving. Rejoicing leads you into the place of being fully occupied with me. Stand. Be unmoved. It unnerves the enemy. Do everything from rest. Live a life supremely unconcerned by the darkness. Live a life that loves the light. I will teach you about the power that comes from endurance. I will show you the supremacy that manifests itself in patience. Patience is a weapon of mass demoralization to the enemy. He has no patience. His own impatience will defeat him. Wait patiently by being active in worship. Wait patiently and love the simplicity of prayer. It's time for a new conversation. The joy of my presence will release more into the situation than the enemy can handle. The object of warfare is victory. The object of victory is occupation. First, be occupied with me. I am seeking more than victory. I seek territory. I will teach you to reclaim your inner territory. Then I will show you the particular piece of land in the spirit that I wish to give you. I'll teach you how to take it and how to hold it in your identity in me. You are the hope of the nations, a warrior class that changes the history of people groups. I have opened the door to a whole new dimension of the Spirit to give you a taste of the power of the age to come, to bring heaven to earth in my name. That's my purpose, on earth as it is in heaven. You must live from heaven to earth if you are to fully glorify me. I have opened the door to a secret place in the Spirit. It is my heart that you should fully explore this place. and discover who you really are in the process. Then I will put this door in you so that my heart in and for you will open the door for others. This is the year of your rising, beloved. Enter into a higher place in the spirit.